I was there and found out that half the women in the program had already gone back to former modes of making money, and it was difficult. A lot of these women were, you know, maybe earning a dollar to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to sweep the streets. A lot of women were going back to prostitution, and honestly, I don't blame them. You know, if my children were hungry, I'd probably do anything to help them, but we didn't want that life for them.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
I actually came to know the Lord at 5 years old, which seems kind of crazy to be so young to make such a big decision, but I don't think I fully understood what it meant to really follow Jesus until I was about 14 years old. You know, it's one thing to say that you've given your heart to the Lord, but it's another to truly understand that it needs to impact every facet of your life for the rest of your life. And when I was in junior high, the Nazarene Church had a small missions trip called Commission Unto Mexico. And we would literally get on a bus the day after Christmas and drive to whatever location we were serving in Mexico. And then moving into college, I went to a Nazarene university, and they always provided some type of opportunity in missions. And I remember being on a plane my senior year, my very last trip, thinking, I love this. I love traveling. I love sharing Jesus. I love experiencing cultures around the world. I think that it opened my eyes to how big, but yet how small the world is. We all have the same basic needs. And beyond the physical need, we just want to be loved and we want to have hope. There was about a 15-year gap between my last mission trip while I was in college and my next mission trip. And it only came about because they had scheduled a trip to Rwanda for the youth group, and they had about 10 girls sign up and 3 boys. And so, because I was already volunteering and knew the girls, I was invited to go on the trip. The trip was actually centered around a child sponsorship ministry, but they had just begun the year before a ministry to reach out to the mothers in the community. And the whole premise of it was to teach the mothers a trade so that they could gain some financial independence. And I saw immediately, well, goodness, you know, if we invested in this mom, we could actually change the whole family instead of one by one getting the kids into the sponsorship program. The original idea was that we rented a workshop, or basically a storefront, and they sold their products, and it failed miserably. And so we wanted to create some type of vehicle to ensure their success. So we started out with 15 women. We really wanted to make sure that we'd ironed out the kinks of the business, and we were on solid financial footing, and we could fully commit to them. We didn't want to create a situation where, you know, in 5 years, the business collapsed, and what are they going to do now? And so we really invested wholeheartedly in creating a business that's going to be sustainable for the long term. The Rwandan culture already makes really beautiful products, but we wanted them to be aesthetically pleasing to more of a European or American woman. And so we source more than 99% of the materials in country, but we actually design products that we really want American women to enjoy in their homes. And so these truly are little functional pieces of art. Well, the first thing that comes to mind when I see the changes in these women is their self-confidence and self-esteem. There's so much joy in their lives now. They make eye contact. These women are smart. They just needed an opportunity. Part of our program is they do have weekly devotions. They have daily prayer time, and we put a big emphasis on ministry in the community. You know, we really do vote with our dollars. And instead of shopping at big box stores where, you know, we know that the people on the other side of that product are probably not being treated well or paid well for their time, that we really need to be looking for opportunities to buy similar products from a small business where we know that there's an impact with the artisan that created them. I think that is a very easy way for all of us to be involved in ministry.